Welcome back. It's 10:39. This is What's Up Lagos. Yes, we're happy indeed. Come along if you feel like happiness is the truth, right? That's what we do, and we'll be having the feel of Lagos. It's time to bring you the social media highlights. And if you're ready for that, we are ready to bring you the news making the rounds on social media that we find relevant, right, Andrea?
That's right. And so I told you earlier that our brother-in-law, Reno Mokri, is in the news. And, you know, he's very much in, or I would say that he's most of the time in the news due to his controversial opinion.
Yep.
But he has something to say this time around. And I'll read his message or what he posted on social media. And then you tell us what you think, if you are in support of what he said or not.
Yep.
Now, he says, marrying, dear men, he's addressing men, right? He says, dear men, marrying an older woman is risky. A man's libido can last till he's 100. Will you be able to hold yourself when she's aging and her libido drops? These are practical matters. Don't just marry because of how you feel now. Think of how you will feel 30 years from now. God gave us the ideal model for marriage, he says. He created Adam, and only later he created Eve, who Adam then accepted as a wife. That means that in God's judgment, the ideal marriage is one where the husband is older than the wife and not vice versa. Okay.
Man, I'm speechless. But Lagos, what do you think about that? Do you agree? So what happens to those who are married to
older women?
To older women. So that means that they're not... Guys, come on and defend yourself and point at this man and say, oh, Benny, face your politics or just say something else to him. I don't know. That's if you do not believe. But if you believe him, well, go ahead and let's hear what your thought is. Well,
yeah, let's hear what your thought is. Do you agree with... For you, though.
No.
Do you agree with him?
No.
So
no.
You can marry an older woman?
Yes, I can.
What would be your basis of marrying an older woman?
Love. Compatibility.
Mm.
It's all that there is about marriage... doing the do or going into another room. There's much more than that.
Hmm.
I mean, him of all people should know that. Well, I mean, I don't...
It looks like his reasons, all right? His reason for saying what he said.
Apart is that
from
all
how that
he
Yeah, apart from the fact that he backed it up with, the, you know, trying to use a scripture this time, saying that God, you know, created man before woman and the likes. His major reason was based on the do.
I mean, what kind of... The way people just use scriptures, I mean, personally, like you ask me, I don't...
You don't see as
I don't,
anything.
It's not over one news, ni.
Okay, the
follow-up.
I'm sure people want to say something. But I mean, let's know. Do you agree with what he said or not? And it's been trending. I mean, a number of blogs have taken his post. And he's gotten quite a number of reactions. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Hello?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Good morning, Andrea and Mr. Teke.
Good morning.
Happy to hear from you guys this morning.
My name is Ngozi.
I'm calling you from Ireland.
Welcome indeed.
Yeah.
Thank you. Actually, when I read the tweet this morning, I was just laughing and I left a comment there.
Oh, you
and
did?
The comment goes top.
Okay.
I said to him, I know biologically men produce sperm for the rest of their life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the energy which it requires in the other aspect,
yeah,
it drops as one ages.
That's right.
And that's the major reason why many male engage in using aphrodisiac. That's to enhance their strength and energy.
Yeah.
But in the other way, women are always ready. Irrespective of their age. But the only problem there is the lubrication of the other side.
Yeah. True that.
Which sometimes, exactly, you use other artificial means, and the woman can match up that energy even with her age, irrespective of
her age. Mm-hmm.
Except when somebody is not physically healthy or probably have some health challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in other words, in my conclusion, I said to him, when you talk about what he mentioned, that the ideal marriage age for me is just a number.
Yeah.
That's right.
What a man, as both parties age, normally the sexual drive goes down, start diminishing in both male and women. And the only thing that matters at that point in time in marriage is companionship, care, right. and love.
That's yeah. right.
Which has nothing to do with age.
That's yeah. right.
So that's my submission.
All right.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ngozi. Well said.
Well said indeed. And that was quite detailed.
In a best safe way that she could do.
She could do that on morning radio. All right. But what are your thoughts? I mean, that means outrightly she's saying, Ogareno, you are, this one, you know, get some.
I think he says things. Sometimes he says some things that, you know, you reason and be like, this is some sense.
Yeah, this is some sense.
But sometimes it's just like, you know, it's for the clouds. You know, it has worked over the years. When you come out and say controversial things consistently, you know, you're picked up, you're talked about, and people, you know, get to you. And I want to believe his attention.
Right.
As it were.
But, you know, about this subject, I want to believe it has to do with preference.
Yeah.
You know, you can choose not to based on your own reason.
Yeah.
And you can choose to based on your own reason. You shouldn't try to back, you know, I don't know. I really...
Adam and Eve is another yardstick, as far as me, I'm concerned, of what a marriage should be, by the way.
I mean, they fell. They fell.
You understand? Like, there's no fell. Yardstick. Nobody's other marriage, no matter what year, what century it happened, is a yardstick goodness. To anybody else's marriage. Because no two people are the same, no two relationships are the same. Mm. So when it comes to even making choices of what you want or what your preference, people's choices are different. So when you come out and make general statement, oh, this is the ideal.
Ideal.
There is no ideal. There is no right or wrong. It's just what you want.
Okay. The phone lines are buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Good morning, Andrea. Good morning. Take care.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good.
Yeah, thank you for all that you're doing. You're saving a lot of Lagosians from depression and all the problems of this country.
Thank you.
Once we hear your voice in the morning, you know, we feel like we're alive again.
Great. That's a great, good thing to hear. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Thanks for all that you're doing.
You're welcome.
Yeah, for Reno Omokri, I totally disagree with him.
Okay.
Why do you disagree?
Yeah, because there is more to marriage than the other room. All that you'll be need. What if there are situations whereby something happened to either party and you can't even talk about the other room again?
Yeah.
So all that matters is the understanding, companionship, and, you know, understanding each other.
Yep.
You know? So I believe there is more to
it than that.
Than the other one. Again, age has nothing to do with it. So marrying another woman that gives you happiness, that gives you joy, has nothing to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
so
right.
I disagree with him.
Thank you. Thank you for that. 0700.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
What is his name? Whatever they call him. What of men that the ladies that marry older men? It's not the same thing.
Oh.
One thing I know is this: age is just a number.
That's right.
Now, another thing is this: what makes up marriage is not only sex. Sex is just one of it.
That's right.
And it's not food. Anybody that will have a problem with that is somebody that maybe is a sex maniac. Sex is not food.
All right.
It's okay without anything, and you will be happy.
Right.
All right. And you don't agree with him, right? Bottom line.
So, the bottom line is this. Age is just a number.
Perfect.
Once you are happy with the person you marry, it doesn't matter how old the person is.
That's
so
right.
So you have peace in your home, that's okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
If you're just joining us, we're in the social media highlights and we're picking up some social media stories that are making the rounds that Nigerians are talking about and see how we can make sense of them and have you on the radio listening to the techers to also give your 2 cents a cobble on the matter. And we started with Reino Omokri.
Yep. And he came out to tell men that it is risky to marry a woman who is older than you. And he gave a few reasons, saying that a man's libido can still last till his 100, while for the woman, the older she gets, it drops. That's what he said. And he also went to the scripture to mention that God created Adam, which is, you know, in the male gender, first before the female gender. And that automatically means that the man should be older than the woman. And that's what he said is the ideal marriage, going by what God orchestrated. Do you agree with what he said or not?
That's the question we're asking for this story. Now, the phone lines are buzzing. A lot of people want to talk about this, but let's continue with that and take more. We'll have one more story to take, but first, let's hear more from Lagosians. Hi, good morning. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Okay, I will address Dear Reynolds the same way you normally address people online. Dear Reynolds.
Okay.
Even though it's not by age, we have people who are younger who have very low libido, or not even, they don't have libido at all.
Yeah.
So it's not by age. Please go and research for it. Libido is not by age.
All right.
Please rest.
Okay.
Thank you.
You should rest.
Somehow, you know, my heart is halfway here.
He's on this, skipping on this topic, conversation. I mean.
You know, but I know that there are mature people here. They're going to have this conversation
maturely.
Maturely, knowing that it's morning radio.
It is morning radio.
Even though I know the kids, most of them have gone to school, you know, except for the ones that are on ASUU strike. But kids, most of them have gone to school. But remember, it's morning radio.
Let's be as discreet as possible.
Yes, you get what I'm saying.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
My name is Chinyere.
Welcome.
Hi, Chinyere.
Chinyere.
My take on this is that when you marry somebody far, far much older than you, a lot of people who go into it, I don't think they think very deep. So, for instance, you are 30 or you are 29 and you marry a man that is about 65.
Oh.
Do you think about when you are 45, that's when your prime is coming? And then your husband is about 70-something or 80-something.
Yeah.
It can never be the same.
Okay.
It can never be the same. The reason is because a lot of things are different.
Yeah.
You want to have a feel with him. You want to do so many things with him.
Yeah.
He might not be in the mood. He's not really just even libido.
Yeah.
Power, psychology, strength, and other things. And you know, again, a woman at, let's say, 35 or whatever, is creative in this issue we are talking about.
Yeah.
An average woman wants recreation and wants some more things than we are talking
Adventure,
about.
Adventure, right? Yeah.
And at this age, you find the... I'm counseling a couple at present.
Okay.
The wife is 24. The husband is 46. And I'm telling you, it's a hell.
Wow.
It's a hell. So the woman wants to laugh, wants to go out, wants to, and the man is saying, what is it, Seth? Don't you know that you're a married woman? This, that. In bed, the woman wants this, wants that, and the man is saying, what is it? Your own is too much. And all that. How is this thing ever going to work? It cannot work.
All right. So you say it's not advisable for the...
Just know that you have mortgaged your
youth?
Your happiness.
Yeah.
Your probably sexual life and some other things.
Okay.
And then that's why you know how to deal with it.
Right.
All right.
But you know, you spoke based on women. Oh my goodness, she's gone. She spoke based on women, you know, more like women marrying much, much, much older men, you know. But you know, Reno is addressing men this time, saying that, you know, if you
it's
are... Yeah, it's not advisable for men to marry older women. Wow. It's deeper than we thought, you know.
A lot of comments are coming in, a lot of messages.
It's deeper than we thought. You know, if he had mentioned it in area of, let's say, ego now, because that ego comes to play most of the time.
Yeah.
As a man marrying one who is older. He says she's older than me. And you know, that the ego comes to play. If he had addressed it from that angle, we would want to, you know.
Say, it's something to consider.
True, yeah. But the angle that our brother went,
Anyways. You can always keep sending us tweets on this message, especially when we're doing the social media highlight. Tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM, and we'll take your tweets even in the course of the program. Also in the news this very day, making the rounds on the social media highlight, is one of Afrobeat's finest, Zeno Lesky, and Obad, two of them actually.
I be good bad boy, no choice.
Well, that's in bad way. We hear that the Malian music stars, two of them, Zinoleski and Zinoleski. I think it's Zinoleski. We call him Leski, but it's Zinoleski. And Mobad were arrested during a raid conducted by the operators of the Nigeria National Drug Law Enforcement Agency. Well, we can talk about that right after the break. We need to pick some bills. Stick around.
Welcome back. 11:02 on the clock is still Nigeria Info 99.3. You're hanging out with the tech heads right here on What's Up Lagos. We'll give you, we shared with you some of the social media highlights. And before we bring you the family clinic, or before we head straight to the clinic, there are some of your reactions, some of your responses to what brother Reno Mercury said. And also, we dropped a story about Zinoleski.
Yep. And Mobad, who were arrested by the NDLEA. The operators actually said the job defense entered them, maybe because of intel, and then put them in handcuffs and arrested them. There's even a live video showing some of that. And this is the second time. You remember the comedian also who was arrested, you know, was caught with a number of, with some drugs. I think the NDLEA is all out there now checking on guys who have been abusing, I mean, some of these things. So just doing their job, as it were. I mean, it looks like they're the main business this time.
Right.
Especially with celebrities.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. Like, it seems like they're targeted towards these guys who are in the limelight. I don't know if it is intentional, right? I don't know if it's intentional or it just happened that they were doing their business, doing their underground work, and then it led to these people who are, you know, celebs, in quotes.
Well, there's a lot they need to do, you know, starting with these individuals. Well, I would say it's a good thing, because whether you like it or not, drugs, it destroy lives. And then that's a statement of fact. Special abuse of drugs destroys lives.
Yeah.
And but also there's a lot more they need to do, really. And then if you're out there, you know what we're talking about. There's a lot more beyond following celebrities, picking up celebrities. There are even high-placed individuals that, of course, they know that they have to do more. That's what the least I can say. They have to do a lot more. But it's better starting somewhere than not doing anything at all.
That's true. Okay. On WhatsApp, Akorede from Ilaro says, "What's up, Lagos? I don't believe in that because my wife is older than I am and we've not had any age-related issues in our 7 years of marriage." All right. Another is coming from Charles. Charles from Ikeja says, "I totally agree with Reno. He's coming from an angle of the other room. He's not talking about companionship or whatever."
All right.
He says, "An Adam and Eve instance is 100% factual too." It says there's a reason why it happened that way. Okay. Obed from Lekki says, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins and Andrea. I think he writes age really matter." Oh, I don't get what you're trying to say, Obed. If you can explain better.
I think he's going to say the right age.
The right age.
So what's right?
Okay, I think, let me see. This one's coming from Pastor Peter. Pastor Peter says, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning. I agree with you. Unless you have a successor, you have not made it yet in life.
Yeah.
Keep on the good work. I enjoy you guys. I enjoy your program." He's also asking that we should greet Elder Odedi. Okay.
Odedia.
Today is his birthday and he's 74.
Wow. Happy birthday, Elder.
Happy birthday to you, Elder Odedia. Congratulations. You marked 74 years on the surface of this earth, and that's a big deal. Congratulations to you, and happy birthday. Wish you more life.
And prosperity.
And a fulfilled life indeed.
Good health.
He went further to say that from the case study, the young man is correct that he's talking about Reno Mercury now.
Yeah.
He says, "What is the percentage of men who married women who are older than them? It's not practical, rather accidental. If at old age of King David, even when he can no longer perform at the other room, a young woman was married for him to take care of him."
Okay, Pastor Peter, thank you for your message.
Thank you for your message indeed. Let me see. Amster the Great says, "As for me, I can't marry any lady older or younger than me. I like it my age mate so that we can have equality in all things." Okay, this is another perspective.
Yep.
This is another perspective. Someone's saying our age, we should be
balanced.
You know, the same age. I think we should have this conversation one of these days on Family Talk. Is age really a matter when it comes to getting married? Not just in a relationship.
I'll be having it again, yes. Like, getting married.
Yeah. having to marry someone who...
Perhaps you do that tomorrow. Well, can we do tomorrow or anytime?
Let's see.
Because these are the realities, you know. Maybe someone who's married irrespective of the age, the people who are married irrespective of the age can, you know, talk about the experiences and inspire people. Yeah. What I believe is, you know, in life, as one grows and as one finds out a few more things, you get to realize that a lot of things they say, you know, especially when a lot of things that have been said about what life is, about what the experience of life is, you know, are not exactly what it is when you look at it from your personal perspective. Because the truth is, I've heard Andrea say a number of times that we're formed by our experiences, how we think, it's about the lens with which we're looking at the world. Mm. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
You know, it boils down to what lens you're looking at the world. If your lens is from what the society says, from what people say, from what your pastor says, from what your leader says, from what those around you say, then you skip seeing life from their perspective. But if your lens is formed by what you are made of, then you get to interpret life differently. And that's what forms your decisions, your choice, your action. And that's what makes you, you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And from there, you make decisions not based on what is said. Because I don't believe in that age can matter. There are different people have had opposite experiences of this. There are people who, the exceptional cases, somebody who's older, but is more active in the other room than the person who is younger. Mm. That people who are younger, they're not active. So how do you even justify that, the fact that, oh, age comes with all... It's not in all cases. It's a matter of what's your personal experience and situation as far as that's concerned.
Right. The phone lines are still buzzing. I mean, I think a few people want to still jump on the conversation on the social media highlight before we get to the clinic. Hello?
Yeah. Hello, Sandra.
Andrea.
Sorry. Hello, Andrea and Collins.
Collins, yes.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome.
Yes, I'm Ezekiel by name.
Hi, Ezekiel. Welcome.
Yeah. For me, you know, what I can just say in the first place is Reno is suffering from what the scripture have concluded. You know, too much knowledge is sickness to the body. Mm. No, I'm telling you specifically, because the fact is that God hasn't given us choice. You understand?
Mm.
We decide and take responsibility for every of our actions.
True that.
Yeah.
So the fact remains that if it's not bringing opinion that marrying older women, let me tell you, Sandra.
Andrea.
Andrea, let me tell you, Andrea. You see, the fact remains that.
Ow, and he was passionate about what he wanted to say.
Yep.
Okay, this is a boring conversation. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Goldberg.
Welcome, Goldberg.
Liquid.
That's a unique name.
Gold.
Yeah, yeah.
Goldberg. Welcome, Goldberg.
Yeah. I want to contribute to this this program.
Go ahead.
You see, let me tell you, God did not put age concerning who or who not to marry. When God created, we know that Eve is older than is younger than Adam. Mm. No. But in marriage, God does not put number, age.
Mm-hmm.
That must be so number you marry or not.
Mm-hmm.
If you marry my mama, now you know I want to take care for her.
I mean?
So far, love is there.
Right.
That's right.
There's no problem about that one.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You understand? Like me now, I even like to marry older. They are more experienced.
Okay.
They're more
experienced.
All right.
I'll tell you.
Thank you very much.
This man. That's your head. It's where the experience that I have now. It's like there's more to the being experienced.
You know, I know of a couple that the man is older, way older.
Mm-hmm.
And in the other room, obviously, is not performing. And they are fine with the man telling the woman that, you know what? They had someone that comes to take care of that aspect,
mm-hmm.
strictly that aspect, and he was cool with it. Wow. He's cool with it. Like, okay, I can't
satisfy you with this,
but I need your companionship. I love you. So in that area, he just blanked out,
and he got someone else to do that for the wife.
And people, that's why I say it's all about the choice.
Collins, you want people to shoot you?
No, it happens.
You want people to shoot you with this?
I'm telling you, I know this is not. I didn't just make this up. I know.
Oh my God.
What if you have a health condition? That's, you know.
Isn't that adultery?
It is. No. They agree.
Isn't that adultery?
They agree. Okay. Like, what if surrogates?
Just get married. Oh my goodness. Surrogates, you don't get to do anything now. It's just.
But at the end of the day.
It's a procedure.
At the end of the day, it's. When they say it's a necessity, right? It becomes necessary because you want to achieve something.
Mm.
So if people make the choice of going the route like this gentleman, this family that I know,
right?
They just want to achieve peace. They want to achieve. He wants the best for the woman,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't care,
right?
If it's someone else giving that woman what he cannot,
mm-hmm.
and will never be able to.
Mm-hmm.
So I know people make decisions. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not standing for it, yeah. right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the decisions you make.
Right.
The decisions we make that make us happy, or decisions we take that make us happy.
I was going to say also, it boils down to values, right? What do you value? What do you hold? What's important to you when it comes to marriage, right? What is more important to you when it comes to marriage? And that has to align with whoever, now, regardless of age. So if that aligns, I think that, I don't know. This conversation is deep. But you know, we have to go straight to the clinic. I know that you have a lot of opinions. What you want to share regarding what Reno said. Like it's really a burning conversation. Because it has a lot of controversy to it. And people want to share what they feel is right. And we are not saying anyone is right or anyone is wrong. We're all entitled to our opinion.
That's right.
There are no right and wrong answers. Do what is your, what you know is right. Do what you feel is right.
Yeah.
Going by your values, your standards, your morals, and the likes.
Well said, Andrea. So it's a good time for us to run away. Not leave the studio, run away from this conversation for a bit and bring you our family clinic, right?
Yes, you're right. Stick around, Lagos. We'll be right back.
It's the family clinic with the Techers. Now, let's get into the clinic. The family. Considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Yes, indeed, it's Family Talk, and it's the day we bring you the Family Clinic with the Techers. What is the Family Clinic all about? It's all about where someone is in the clinic and they need help, and then we get to tell them in the direction to go. You know, so a family member needs advice, and we get to show them in a direction without judging, and without any form of pointing fingers, as it were.
Right.
But constructive criticism if it's need be, but the most important thing is to give them the right advice.
Right. We know that a lot of us are going through a difficult situation. We know that. I mean, life is not as easy as, you know, sometimes the Techers come on and we laugh and giggle. We know that life is not as easy and as swift as we hope for it to be. We know that we experience difficult and challenging situations that sometimes could be so daunting, and we're most times in a confused state. It all starts with you taking that upon yourself to say, you know what, let me share what I feel, let me share what I'm going through. Maybe, just maybe, I would have help. Maybe, just maybe, there will be a solution to what I'm experiencing. And that's why we brought up the family clinic, where people can come to us, share your opinion, and then share your story, your whatever difficult situation that you're experiencing. And we bring it, you know, live on the air, where we have our family members also come through with advice, with solutions. And we can say so far, the few who have reached out to us have gotten some kind of clarity.
Yeah.
And headway to the situation that they're experiencing. I want to also say thank you to people who reached out. I think Mr. Sass reached out to help one of our family members in the clinic who said she needed a job. She had a 2-month-old child.
Yeah.
The guy who got her pregnant ran away and never showed up. But thank you. We've been able to send her credentials and we're hoping that she would get a job. Mr. Sass reached out are saying that he's willing to offer her a job. So thank you indeed for always coming through.
All right, guys, you can also send an email if you've got a story that you want us to put on the radio, your personal experience that you think that, you know what, the family of WhatsApp Lagos, a family of the family clinic right here would, you know, I'd love to hear what Lagos has to say, especially family members of the show have to say concerning a situation. You can send an email to familytalkwiththetekes@gmail.com or do a DM to us or to Andrea on Colin, Andrea_Teke or Collins_Teke on Instagram. Just send us a message and we'll look at it and see if your story will make it to the radio the next time. But today we have yet someone else who is in the clinic. Okun is his dummy name. Okun needs our help. And it's a common thing, especially in this time of jackpizing. It's a word I just created right now. The ability or the need to leave this country for, in quotes, greener pastures somewhere else. Even if it's Togo, Mali, wherever. You just want to leave this country and all that. Anyway, but it's not a situation. So here is the story of a gentleman, Okun, that's his dummy name, and how he needs our help and advice. The story coming up right now.
We talk about real-life conversations happening to real-life people every day. This is Family Talk with the Tekes. Family is everything.
Remember that we're family, and that's why we're here to help a family member who's in the clinic. Okun's story is quite a touching one. Okun got married some 6 years ago, and immediately after the marriage, the wife conceived, and they had a beautiful child. But before the wife conceived, they had plans to both travel and have their child outside of the country. So they worked towards that. And you know how it happens. The wife got the visa to travel abroad. They had their baby, to have their baby. But the husband, Okun, was denied visa to the same country. Apparently had an issue or two that meant that he is going to wait at least 10 years to be able to get back into that country. Now the wife, there were hopes that, well, they'll be able to make something happen. They tried their very best, they've been trying. And it's about 5 years down the line since the wife traveled and had the baby. And Okun is back in Nigeria here struggling to make that move. Every day, he's having conversation via Tango for Technology with the wife and the kid. And the kid keeps asking, Daddy, when are you coming? Daddy, when are you coming? Of course, you know that'll be devastating for both of them, especially Okun, who's back here in Nigeria, who has to deal with the traffic of Lagos, who has to deal with all the things that he deals with, knowing that the family is out there and he cannot just join them yet. Now he is devastated. He's looking like his world has crumbled. He's trying to tell the wife to come, at least for a visit, to come around. But you know how it is. You can't just leave over there. You can't just see you coming. And it's almost impossible for the wife to travel down to Nigeria, at least for a visit. So a once married couple, still married couple, are now having a long distance relationship in this very heartbreaking way, with no hope of really reuniting anytime soon. So Korn has done some therapeutic, he's seen the therapist, he's made a number of steps to try and work with his mind, but he said he's had a sleepless night. He's almost taking on to setting substances just to keep him going. You know, he's just tired of the same kind of life. He's saying, what do I do? My wife can't come. How do I move on? You know, how do I move on? Should I? You can't go to the embassy or go to that country and kneel down there and say, I beg, hey, Joe, my family's over there. He can't do that. So he is in a tight corner. He wants to know what to do right now. Of course, he also opened up that has pushed him to also, of course, the past how many years, to, you know, do some shishikushis around, to just use the least word, just around to keep. And he's also worried about the fact that how is the wife also surviving over there, especially her needs? That thought alone of the fact that, the wife might also be, you know, you can't blame her at the same time. You'll be like, so it's a tight corner the guy is in. So these things are just the thoughts in his head, plus everything, the frustration. Okon needs help. And Okon say, you know what? The matter, I don't even know again. So I said, let me reach out to you guys. Put it on the radio. Let's hear what Lagosians have to say.
Wow. Oh, wow.
We know that Okon is not the only one who's in that kind of situation. There are people in the same mix. So if you have faced that, if you're facing that, what would you advise? That's the family clinic for today.
Wow. There's quite a lot to uncover in this story. So he got married. It's more like he has not experienced what it is to be married, because it was just after he got married, the wife...
There's a few months. I was there 3 months after.
The wife traveled and she was pregnant at the time. The plan was for her to give birth
over there. Both of them, they moved from there.
So now he has not seen the child. He has not met his child. He's only seen through
calls
and all of that. And he has not experienced what it is to be a married man.
So to speak.
That's tough. Father.
But he's here. He's now like a single man here who's...
That's tough. And he has to wait 10 years.
Yeah. And he's done 5 now. It's looking like... And the 10 years, there's no guarantee. It's just like, hey, you know what? By 10 years' time, you can reapply.
Mm.
And the wife cannot come, because I asked that, can't she come and visit? He says she cannot. And when I asked why, he told me, man, it's not that easy. Well, over there, you have a job, you're doing something, you have a family, you have a child. I mean, you're trying to put something together for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't just wake up. And I can relate to that, because I've been in places, I've stayed outside of my homeland.
Mm.
And I know what it means to travel, to leave. Sometimes it's a big deal. All right. So because of that, the option of the wife coming is not there. That has been closed.
Wow.
So the only option for them is either wait that 5 more years, but now he's losing it. He believes that he has done so many things that does not even deserve him
To be married again,
because of course.
Oh goodness!
But he is not firewood. We don't want to go into the details. But that's the situation right now. How would he handle it? He's seen a therapist who has helped him to come out of some of the things, that substances that he had to start taking just to put himself together, hoping that will find some help. So he's actually in a tight corner right now.
I'm short of words. I don't even know what to say, because, I mean, this is really, really a tough one. You know, when you share this story with me off the air while we're preparing for the show, the first question I asked was, can't his wife come over? Like, can she come over? Like, oh, goodness. I don't know. You had to explain to me how that is. She also has been trying, and it's been tough for her to leave the country and come over to Nigeria. And also for him, it seemed like he's stuck here.
Yeah.
He's been denied visa, and he has to, like, wait for 10 years. That's really a tough place. I don't know what to say, right, to salvage the situation. But right now, I think our focus should be more of... encouraging him.
Yeah. What would you tell him to encourage him?
More like encouraging him.
He has options. You don't know your wife anyways. So, divorce. File for divorce and move on with your life. These are some of the thoughts that he's got in his head. You're right.
Okay.
Second option is, you know, rough it anyhow, which of course is almost an impossibility now, and apply again 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, 11:37 on the clock. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techies. And the Family Clinic is live right now, where we have Okon in the clinic. If you heard his story, I'm sure you can feel his pain and you can feel maybe just sympathize with him or something. Because really, it's a very tough place, a really tough place. And the question is, what do you think he should do in this situation? You know, I said earlier that it's really tough, and it feels like he has tried multiple things, and he has tried to, you know, to reach out the best way he can. He has tried to, you know, keep the family, you know, trying to see the son, trying to keep relationship with the wife. Although, you know, he mentioned something about Bodino be firewood.
Yeah.
And having the thought that how is she also meeting her own needs there? What really, really makes me feel really sorry for him is the fact that since he got married, he has never really experienced the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has never, it's like a long distance marriage. He's never experienced it. And that's tough. That's really, really tough.
Yeah.
And to add to it, he had a child that he's not seen, he's not felt, he's not carried. And that child is how old now?
We're not.
Like
things,
5 years.
Yeah,
now.
Four.
They're
about saying hi. He said, Dad, when are you coming? You know, we can talk.
Oh,
Daddy,
that's
where are you? Where are you coming? Asking several questions all the time. You can imagine what that would do to you. On one hand, it feels good, but on the other hand, it's like, you know, it has never been. This is a real life issue that one faces, and then you just broke down. You can't inspire. Okay, what inspiration do you want to have to go and work? You go out the streets there. You want to make money. You know, when you're a family, okay, you're inspired. Oh, I need to work hard for my family and all that. But this situation, you're not even with your family. You're trying to. You can see them, but you can't touch them. Really tough, Andrea.
Really tough indeed. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Okon is his dummy name. What do you think he can do in the situation that he's found himself in?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Welcome,
Patrick.
Yeah, thank you very much. My name is Patrick. I'm calling from France.
All right, Patrick. Let's talk.
From the story that you've been, there's something missing on it.
Okay.
You said the woman cannot come to Nigeria to visit the husband. Mm-hmm. Is it that she's committed or what? That is one.
Is it that she's what?
If she's not documented, that she doesn't have the documents to...
Okay.
Yeah, to come back to Nigeria. Mm-hmm. If she has... If she's working, there's a possibility that she will have some days off from her work because as working here, every month, days and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So you accumulate them and take a vacation any of the time you want to take a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But if she doesn't have a document, that one is a difficult thing for her to do because immediately she comes, she can't go back. That is one because she has vetted the visas she had. That is one. If Okon is listening, if he's in Europe, if the said lady is in Europe, there's a way about it. That if you cannot apply for the country that is giving you a sanction for you not to come in the next 10 years, you can apply to that European country.
Mm.
Yeah.
They all get together, you get to this one, then you take a train on the bus, you go to the next country to meet your wife.
Wow.
Okay.
You understand?
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
If he's in Europe, that would be very possible, except maybe if the person is in America or in UK. That would be difficult for him. But if it is within Europe countries, that would be very easy for him to do.
Okay.
All right.
All right, we'll find that out. And thank you.
Thank you
that
very much.
That made a lot of sense.
Appreciate
thank you very much.
It. Wow. Patrick, and enjoy your stay in France.
Okay. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190.
Wow.
Hello.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Ezekiel.
Hi, Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Hello, the line is not clear, sir. Ezekiel, we cannot hear you clearly.
Is it clear now?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. What I'm saying in a nutshell is, in life, you have got to take
decision for every of our actions.
Mm-hmm.
And they take responsibility for every of our actions.
Yes.
For me, what I see about him, just like the, making some sense from what the initial caller has said,
mm-hmm.
for me, I see no reason why the woman cannot come back.
Okay.
Regardless of how it might be. In fact, from what the initial caller said, our wife also, I mean, his wife also can deem it to go through some, you know, stuff just to be able to cross over here.
Yeah.
Just to ensure that at least things are being bad. And for me, the man getting engaged in so many things, he will take responsibility for that. Because even at the end of the day, if your wife comes back, because we are seeing it, it's like the woman perhaps is hooked up, you know, over there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No, you can't predict now.
Yeah.
That's right.
You cannot tell. So because if the woman is not willing to come, that means something is fishy.
Oh,
all right. Let the man take responsibility for every of his actions. And if the man cannot go by what the media caller has said,
yeah,
the wife should be able to go by what the media caller has said.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, Jude. Hello.
Good morning, Lucas.
Good morning. Welcome, Jude.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Welcome.
Very good. It's just as if you people are just bringing out my story.
Wow. Wow. Are you experiencing the same thing?
This is my story.
Hmm.
And God will never forgive Nigeria government.
Wow.
They are generation to generation.
Hmm.
So, I was in Nigeria with my wife after first child. That one grew up to a year. No, he grew up to 2 years plus.
Yeah.
She now conceived another one. That one just came out, not up to a year. I left the country.
Okay.
When I saw the situation of my life there, I said, I cannot wait and see my children grow up the same way I grew up with. I have to pay some price.
That's right.
I continued from Libya Road.
Hmm.
Among 120 people that was on that boat. And that boat is going to last for 4 hours on top of the sea. If you didn't see who rescue you, everybody will drown.
Wow.
We are on top of that boat. We have not finished the Africa Sea. We have not finished the Africa, because immediately you enter the Mediterranean,
mm-hmm.
There is a camera that will capture you.
Mm.
Maybe France or Italy or Germany will quickly come and arrest you. We are about to descend to international sea, because once you see the water, you know the difference, because Africa Sea is dark, while the ocean is summer blue. Very clean.
Okay.
So we are about to descend. Our boat got some problem. Our boat started sinking gradually. Those people at the back, we are drowning down. Immediately we got to international sea. We just saw some big ship coming with full speed. They were just coming with their flyboat, coming to rescue us.
Mm.
I quickly ran to the front, because there is no space. Very short boat, 120. I was strongly, people were going down into the sea. We were shouting, help, 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 help. No way. The only thing I was just saying is just the Lord's Prayer, that God should forgive me my sin.
Wow.
Then I quickly threw some life jackets to us. I I grab one, put it on. They say, no, that we should not be, that we should just stay calm. We should stay calm so that the thing will not our side. Immediately, they throw some rope to us.
Yeah, I joined the story, but I have to move a bit faster because there are lots of people on the line who want to also